Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to all of you. Can you hear me?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I want to welcome everyone to the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line, and may the Lord bless you real good. It's a wonderful day to be alive, to give God glory and to give God praise. We just love the Lord, and oh my God, He's been blessing in a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful way. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this day. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your joy, hope, and peace. For being our shepherd, our leader, and our guider, our faith, our hope, our charity, our inspiration, our jubilation. Lord, God, you're our master, our maker. You mold our life and you shape us into what you want us to be. Thank you for all things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're just there all the time, and we praise you. We ask you, Lord, if there's anything that has offended you with our life, God, sins of omission, the things we should have done, or commission, the things we have done. Forgive us in the name of Jesus. Take control of this line. Let the Holy Ghost take over and bless people everywhere. People who are down and out, people who are out and in, people who need a miracle. Grant a miracle in the name of Jesus. And bless us today. We'll bless you back. Don't let anybody leave the way, same way they came. Take us up, 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 up. In the name of Jesus, we pray. God bless, bless, bless. Bless, 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 bless. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And good morning to all of you on the prayer line. Good morning to you.
Morning.
And to you. To you, all of you. Amen. And let's not leave the Lord out. He is real. Let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. I know you're in the room. We never sleep nor slumber. We praise you. And let's commence the line with praise. Everybody who has a mouth, if you can speak. I can understand if you can't speak. But if you can speak, let's open our mouths and give him thanks and praise and adoration. Praise check to everyone. Thank you, Lord.
Hey, thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank
you for the knowledge.
Thank
you.
Thank
you for life.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Glory to your holy name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, we thank you. We praise you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your holy name. We praise you. Nobody like you, Lord. And thank you for all things.
Thank you. Nobody.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nobody.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My God. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming. And we understand that there are many leaders on the line. We just thank God for you and for everybody. Thank God for all of our, well, first of all, thank God for our First Lady Ambassador, Lady Betty Johnson. Amen. And thank God for all of our ambassadors and the ambassadors elect, and to all of our mothers, I thank you for praying for me so much. Of course, I'm going to pray for my mother, Annie Johnson. She's doing better.
Amen.
She's doing better. They moved her from the 8th floor, which was the heart monitoring floor, and said we don't need to monitor her heart any longer, so we're going to move her to the 3rd floor, which means she's doing better.
Amen.
And we thank God for it, and we appreciate what God is doing. The prayers are working, folks, so please continue to pray for Mother Annie Johnson. Amen. I think maybe sometime today or tomorrow, hopefully we'll move her from the hospital. And thank God. She's been here a month. Amen. I never forget last month at the beginning of February, I came in the room and gave her a communion. And then on yesterday, the first day of March, I came in the room, first Sunday of March, I think the first day too, and gave her communion again. So she's been here a month. Amen. The Lord bless her and keep her. We're grateful. But God bless her now. All right. We're going to move from our praise that we were giving into another form of praise. And let's give a praise report. Amen. What did God do for you? That was one thing I just gave you, was a praise report. The Bible says, make known his deeds among the people. And I really believe it's because your testimony, your praise report, encourages somebody else to know that if God did it for you, he can do it for me. Yeah.
Okay.
And people, Bess, I don't want y'all to forget there are people who are listening all over the world. Ambassador Hagen, if you're there in just a moment, I want to get that station identification. And you got to remember that this prayer and praise line may be the only church that somebody's getting in the dark corners of Africa. It might be the only church they're getting in the dark corners of India and Brazil and some other places who really don't hear the gospel, but they hear this prayer line. And so when you give your praise report, remember that you're not just telling what happened to you. You're telling what Jesus did for you. Somebody might catch a hold of that and might need some water in their village and know that if God did something for you, he's going to furnish water for them. Amen. By you holding your peace, you're not helping anybody. If God bless you and you can remember it, I can understand if you can't remember it, but if you can remember it, you ought to open your mouth and give a praise report. All right? May the Lord bless you and keep you. Anybody have a praise report? Open your mouth and tell the people what God did for you. Who's the first one?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Kentucky.
Praise
God.
Why don't you go ahead and get that praise report and then get all the other praise reports. Thank you so much.
All right. Will do. God bless you. Thanking God for another day, and thank God for our chief ambassador. Thank God for Ambassador Betty, and thanking God for Mother Johnson feeling better this morning. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. I just want to give this praise report. I've been up most of the night in prayer. I had a text, and at the time I couldn't get the text because I was in the middle of a vision or something, or a dream, and I was seeing where a young man was in the hospital and couldn't breathe, and the doctor had written a report, and I couldn't come out of this vision as I was reading the doctor's report, the hospital report, but the young man couldn't breathe. And at the same time, a few minutes later, I received some type of text, and I couldn't answer it. But when I did get a chance to answer it, the young man was in the hospital and couldn't breathe, and they had to put a trach in his throat, and they were calling for prayer. And I told him, I said, well, I've been in prayer already because the Lord had already shown this to me. And I'm just thanking God because he's doing fine this morning and praising God for his goodness, thanking God for giving me a praying spirit. I prayed for a praying spirit. And I just thank God for letting me be able to see these things and know exactly what to pray for, because at the time I was reading it on a piece of paper from the hospital report. I could see it as clear as day. And I just thank God because he worked miracles. And I just on yesterday, people were getting saved and giving their lives to God. And the children are coming to the Lord. They're wanting to be saved. So I just thank God for our service on yesterday. It was so wonderful. I ate all I could and all I couldn't. I had to can it. But I just thank God for his miracles this morning and allowing me another day and another day in journey. So if you have a praise report, come on with it, and let's hear what God has done in your life. And Ambassador was reading that, quoting that scripture, Psalms 103, and seemed like ever since we quoted that scripture a while back, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. Seemed like God's benefits have just been coming one after another. So if he has given you some of those benefits, we want to hear about it this morning. God bless you. Who has the next praise report?
Lord, this is Mother Johnson from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Bless
thank you, the Lord, that I'm able to see all the snow.
Man.
There's a lot of snow here today. So I just thank and praise God for health and strength. Thank and praise God for his goodness. And thank and praise God for your prayer. Pray for my daughter. She went on and ate some soup with her on Saturday. Today is her birthday. Thank and praise God for everything that you've done and every prayer that you've prayed.
God bless you, Mother Johnson. And thank God, everything the Lord knew that there were some other bacteria that needed to be wiped out, and only God could do it with his weather and with his snow. So
yes,
praise God for the snow. That's why I don't complain about the weather, because
amen.
God knows what he's doing. All
yeah.
right. Someone else was trying to get in.
God bless you, Mother. This is Mother Wilson.
Bless you, Mother Wilson.
I thank God for being alive this morning.
Yes.
And waking me up, because it's a blessing to be able to know that you are in this world. I am so grateful today because God has been good to me. And I'm happy with Jesus on the inside. I know what I want to say, but it seems like it just won't come out. I'm just that happy this morning because I know God is working in my behalf. Thank God for everything in the prayer line, all the people on the prayer line, Dr. Johnson, his people, his family, just everybody. I'm just happy this morning that God is in my life. Thank you very much.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Someone else has a big story this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Another victory praise. Come on.
Amen. Good morning. This is Evangelist Latanya from Arizona, area code 623.
God bless.
I just want to just, good, God bless you, Ambassador Pfeiffer. God bless you, Chief Ambassador Johnson. And I'm so glad to hear about Mother Johnson's health getting better. Amen. Amen. I'm so excited about that. Amen, and I definitely will continue to keep her in prayer. I just want to just thank God just for waking me up this morning and starting me on my way.
Yes.
And just for always just being so good in spite of, you know, the Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of them all. So in spite of all the trials, I thank God for the joy of the Lord is my strength. No weapon that's formed against me shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. He said, when you fall into divers temptations, count it all joy. Amen. Amen. Because I know Jesus is my help. Amen. So I just thank God. He's good. No matter what we go through, no matter the trials, no matter the tests, as long as we continue to know that God is our source and to keep him as our source, it don't matter what comes or what goes. And I'm just here to give God the praise this morning because no weapon that's formed shall prosper. Amen. God bless you all. I love you all. And y'all have a blessed day.
God bless you, and thank you for joining this team and for that wonderful prayer you prayed the other night during the shut-in. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for other prayer warriors and know that they are out there. Praise God. Someone else. Anyone else have a praise report this morning? Just want to tell God thank you for letting you be alive. Thank him for raising you up. Thank him for another day. Anyone?
Yes, Evangelist Gloria Ellington, Creed, Illinois. Praise the Lord to all of the ambassadors for Christ. I just praise and I thank God for an opportunity to be alive this morning, clothed in my right mind with a reasonable portion of strength and health. I praise and I thank God for being able to come to the filling station here and get refilled. Because the word of God says the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. Truly, I've had victories, and I've had some good times. I've had some bad times. But through it all, I've learned to trust in God, and I've learned to stand and believe upon his word. Pray my strength in the Lord. God bless everybody.
God bless you, Evangelist Ellison. Always good to hear your voice. Amen. Praise God for that. All right. If you have a praise report, we want to hear it. We want to know what God did in your service from yesterday. Amen. Anyone else?
Good morning. This is Eva Lord.
Good morning. God bless you.
I thank and praise God for another day, the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad, and I just thank God for waking me up.
We need you to speak a little louder. Speak a little louder.
Waking me up this morning, allowing me to speak another day and be able to keep dialing into the prayer line. I pray that you will pray for me as I pray for you. Thank you.
Amen. And we just want to ask everyone to mute your line.
Muted.
You've been
muted. And what I got out of that is like, because you never know who's watching you.
Mm-hmm.
But I know God told me, and you told me, like, with all the mess that I've been doing,
is someone giving a praise report? Praise God. If you can mute your line and then want to say something, unmute.
Yeah, I thank you so much, Master Pfeiffer. I'm going to ask everyone, mute your line. *6 will mute your line, or you may have a mute button on your phone. Somebody's having a problem and it's making it difficult for others to hear. Everyone, mute your line, okay? Back to me, Master Pfeiffer. I'm the very person who's having a problem. You seem not to hear us. Everyone, mute your line. Thank you. Go ahead, Ambassador Pfeiffer.
God bless you. And whoever just muted your line, that's where the problem was coming from. So please be aware of that, so that it won't give that interference and that feedback. God bless you. All right, Brother Grayson, are you there? We want to get your praise report this morning. We want to hear what God has done for you. Mother Brett, if you're there, we want to hear your praise report. And Sister Gina, we can't pass you by. Ambassador Gina, praise God. We've called her Sister Gina so long, but it's Ambassador now, and we want to honor that. Praise God. We want to get your praise report.
Good morning. God bless you. This is Mother Brett. Yeah,
right.
I always have a praise report. I just thank God for being here this morning, and thank God for all the Dr. Johnson, Ambassador Dr. Johnson, and Ambassador Dr. Fife, and all the ambassadors. Can't call my name. And I thank God to hear the good news about Mother Johnson. Oh, I'm so grateful. God is so good. And I just thank God. Thank God for this prayer line, because it gets me in the morning and gives me strength to go through the day, because I can't make it without the Lord. I'm so grateful y'all praying for me and my son, and I hope he'll be able to get on here soon, and all my family members. Keep up in prayer, and ask y'all to pray for the sick everywhere. God bless you, and y'all have a blessed day in the Lord.
All right, Mother Brett, praise God for you. Amen. And we're all glad to hear that news, and we just can't hear enough about how God is healing and blessing and bringing Mother Johnson through. I was looking at the news on last night. There was a couple on there had been married for 82 years. The man was a retired judge, and he was doing get up every morning, they say, and do his push up. And his wife was 105, and they were sitting there, and he was on a cell phone. And I know at his age, he never knew what a cell phone was, and probably thought he would never get a chance to see one. But someone had him a cell phone. And it was just such a blessing to know they were yet doing fine. And he said he was in good health, he and his wife. So I just praise God, because God is a keeper. He can keep you if you want to be kept. Amen. So someone else, have a praise report.
This is Sister Lucille. Can you hear me?
We can hear you, Sister Lucille. God bless you.
I truly thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I thank the Lord for this prayer line. I thank the Lord for all the saints praying for me and my children. This prayer line means a lot to me because this is where I get my strength from. And I'm asking the saints to continue to pray for me, that my strength grows stronger in the Lord.
Amen. We definitely will. And we want you to have the children ready tomorrow night for the youth prayer line. Praise God. We enjoy so much on there.
I sure will. Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Thank you. And tell them Ambassador Pfeiffer says you'll be looking for them. I'll be calling their names out, wanting all the youth on the youth prayer line. So God bless you, and thank you so much. I heard someone else trying to get in. Go ahead.
Good morning. This is Ambassador Regina, and I just want to thank the Lord for another day that he allowed me to see. I thank God for our service on yesterday. We had a wonderful service despite the snow. For a moment, I didn't think I was going to make it. I went over to the hospital on Saturday to visit with Mother Johnson and did a complete 360 on my way back home a couple of times. But I thank God for his traveling mercy. Again, I want to thank God for our wonderful, wonderful service on yesterday and for those that made it out for our second Super Sunday. I thank God for this prayer line and to hear all of y'all's voices. Mother Willie Mae Johnson, I thank God for you. You're talking about the snow you all got there in Indiana. But I thank God for the snow we got in the Kansas, Missouri area. You all continue to pray on strength in the Lord.
God bless you, Ambassador Gina. Amen. And that's it. We have to thank God for the good and the bad. We have to thank him for the sunshine and the rain. We have to thank him for the sleet and the snow. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I get happy when I know that he's in control. Because I know when God sent all his snow and all his sleet, sometimes it curves and cut down on the violence in the streets. And we don't realize this many times. But God has a way of sending people that are so bad on the outside, on the inside. So I thank God for everything, every flake, and every drop of rain. I praise his name. Praise God. All right. We have a time for
you. Glory to God, Ambassador. Hallelujah. This
God.
Is Ambassador Smith. Glory to God to the chief ambassador, to the chief. To God be the glory. Thank God for you and your family. I just want to, what's on my heart this morning is the old folks used to sing this song. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 And I can just see the sanctified grace for women of God in our church just praising God around the sanctuary. Glory to God. And I can just feel it coming my way. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. And every now and then somebody will break out and say, power, power, Lord. Power, Lord, I need your power. And that's my phrase this morning as I start this journey, glory to God, knowing that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will and I shall rejoice and be glad in it, because wherever I am, I know the presence of the Lord is. Glory to God, and I thank God for all the saints today. Just rejoice in him. Walk out on faith. Stretch your faith. Open up your mouth and thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him. I thank him this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God, to the glory and the lifter of my head this morning. And in him I live, and I move, and I have my being. See, I've been shouting early this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah this morning. Cursing all the principalities and the powers of the air and canceling out every assignment of the devil. Glory, glory, glory. God bless you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Good morning, Ambassador.
Good morning. God bless you.
Go ahead. Good morning to the Chief Ambassador and to the Johnson family.
God bless you.
Good morning to everybody on the prayer line. I just want to thank God for this day. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad. Apostle Adams from Savannah, Georgia. And I just want to thank and give God all the praises this morning for how he gave me my son and grandson traveling mercy over the weekend. Left Georgia on Thursday evening, and God blessed us to be back in Georgia last night about 9:30, praise God. And I just thank God for that, that he gave us traveling mercy. I was in a great conference on Friday night, and yesterday I was in service, and I just thank and praise and God for the anointing service that I was on, and I thank and praise and God for the prayer line, praise God. It's just helping me to grow in grace and to get stronger in my prayer life, and I just give him all the praise and glory for what he's doing now and what he's going to do, not only for me, but for everyone on this prayer line. Continues to pray our strength in the Lord as we pray for you all. In Jesus' name, amen.
God bless you. Praise God. All the way from Atlanta, Georgia. I just want to thank God because it's a wonderful thing. Ambassador Spitz was saying she woke up this morning with a mind stayed on the Lord. And I can remember on yesterday, a lady came through the prayer line, and she was saying after the service, she came to me and she said, Pastor, I thought when I came up there for prayer, you were going to ask me what did I need prayer for. She said, but you start praying for my mind. And she said that was going to be my request because the enemy is trying to divert my mind. He's trying to steal my thoughts, and he's trying to throw me off. She said, but when you start praying for my mind, I totally receive it. So hallelujah, hallelujah. It's a good thing to wake up with your mind stayed on the Lord. It's a good thing to wake up with your mind on God in prayer, knowing that you have first fruits to come to and turn to, knowing that there is a family out there, a family of prayer warriors that is seeking God on your behalf. Then I just say to God be the glory for the things he has done. Amen. I just praise God. I don't know, maybe we might have time for one or two more praise reports. So if you have a praise report, jump in there. Praise God.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And I would like to just thank God for saving me, sanctifying me, filling me with the Holy Ghost. And I thank the Lord for hearing the great update on Mother Adelie Johnson. And I also thank the Lord and just want to say happy birthday to Mother Johnson from Indianapolis, Indiana. This is Sister Bernita Frierson, Ambassador-elect, area code 617. God bless.
Amen. All right. We just want to continue. Thank God. One more. Give me another praise report, someone.
This is Sister Christopher. This is Sister Christopher in Memphis, Tennessee. Hi. Okay. Good morning.
This day and this time, and let it go on record that you gave a praise report for the Lord. Praise God. I'm just trying to hold my composure because I could praise God and give you some praise reports all day. But I thank God for you, you, and you. And we thank God for those worldwide that are on the prayer line. I have a young man in here in the States from the Ivory Coast. And he's in the Pennsylvania area in revival. And he wrote me saying that he was here. So we're just praising God for our foreign missionaries. We don't want people there, but they think it's different when they come here. We just thank God. Anyone with that praise report, they just can't keep to themselves.
Ambassador Pfeiffer, I can keep it, but I just can't hold my peace. Ambassador Stitt, glory, 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 glory. I just want to say again, I'm so thankful to God.
Thank you, Lord.
He's so wonderful, saints. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. All right. That was a shout out for somebody that may not have done it themselves. Ambassador Stitt's always willing to give that praise to God. And we thank you, Ambassador Stitt. Praise God. You keep that joy. You keep that praise. Hallelujah. Keep it going. Amen. That's what the world wants. They're looking for it and can't find it because they're looking in all the wrong places. And we just want to honor the Lord today. And we honor our chief ambassador for this platform, Praise Reports. We can shout out and let the world know what God is doing for us and that God is answering prayer. He is a prayer God, and everything, hallelujah, everything that you need, you can take it to him in prayer. And God bless you, Chief Ambassador. This time, God bless you.
I bless you. That was Ambassador Franklin who did a marvelous job. Thank you. God bless you. And now we move to another form of our praise this morning. We started out with our praise check, and then we move to our praise report. And now we're going to move to our prayer reports. Amen. Our prayer request, brother. Wonder is Ambassador Stern there, if she is. Just before she may be there, if she's coming, I want Ambassador Hagen, all the way from Hagen, Georgia. Amen. If she would give us a station identification. If you're there, Ambassador Hagen, would you do
I'll praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Good morning. And we do give honor to the presence of the Lord. We do thank God. We do honor our Chief International Ambassador, Ambassador Chief Ambassador Johnson, Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson, First Lady of the Line. We do honor our Mother to the Nation, Mother Adelaide Johnson. We honor all of the ambassadors, all of the ambassadors elect, to all of the bishops, to all of the leaders, to all the other broadcasters, and to all of our listeners from all around the world. God bless you all. This is Ambassador Hagen, and we are here broadcasting live from the studio of the Blog Talk Radio, nparadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio. And as you know, the Blog Talk Radio is the world's largest and most influential talk radio in the world. As of now, we are broadcasting all around the world. We can be heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Europe, North America, South America. Oh, thank you, Lord. Italy, Spain, China, Jerusalem. Oh, my God, the list just goes on and on. We have more than 90 million listeners, and the stats are going up, up, up every day. I'm telling you, it's an incredible thing that we're doing. So excited we give God praise. And we thank God again for our Chief International Ambassador, who's done an excellent job. And we want to thank you again for the promotions that we have received through and by you, the Lord speaking to your heart, since we've been working with you, and it is such a pleasure to be able to work with you. A few years ago, 2013, we were promoted through in the Spirit, the Lord laid on your heart, and we were promoted to be the first ambassadors, and we certainly do thank you from the bottom of our hearts. And now, 2015, the Lord has spoken to you again, and we have received another elevation. And we want to say thank you, and that is as we've been awarded, amen, the Doctor of Ministry. We say the honorary degree, that is, of the Doctor of Ministry from the school. We want to say thank you so very much. Certainly, First Fruits is a place where anybody can come and you can grow and be promoted and elevated. We have a leader who certainly do not hold anyone back. And if you want to grow and reach higher levels, this is certainly the place. Good soil to plant and good soil to grow. Thank you so very much. And we want to say this right before we turn back to our Chief International Ambassador. We are so grateful for what was accomplished even on Friday. And as we know, Friday is a special day for our Chief International Ambassador. And most of that time was taken for the elevation service. And we want to speak directly to each and every one of you. This ministry is great soil in which to sow. And in order for us to achieve those other venues that our Chief Ambassador so desires, we must have a certain amount of in-kind to do it. And I want to speak in your heart, should the Lord lay on your heart today to be a blessing to the chief and to this ministry, I want to ask you something special today. For those of you that are listening by way of radio, as well as those of you who are right here at First Fruits, if you'd be so kind to let the Lord speak to your heart to give, and whatever amount he lay on your heart, move forward in obedience and plant that seed today. Plant it. You may go to Walmart. That is the official way of receiving. As of now, I'm quite sure other means will be later. But as of today, say, I heard the appeal, and I am doing it in the spirit. Go to Walmart and talk to the clerk and let them know you want to fill out a sender's sheet. And if you fill it out, the amount that you're sending, glory to God, then call, amen, the number. I'm going to ask Ambassador Hodges, if she'd come and give that information. Just one moment, please, and we'll turn it back to our chief. But Ambassador Hodge, are you there with that information that you can
I am here,
see?
Ambassador.
Yes, well, please do that. We want to be a blessing to our chief this morning. Thank you so much.
God bless you. And those of you that are going to Walmart to bless our chief, you may send it Walmart to Walmart. It's a little less expensive than the MoneyGram. Once you've completed that form and you get the reference number, please dial 913-406-4845 and give the reference number. That number again is 913-406-4845 and give the reference number, leave the reference number so that the monies could be picked up. You will be sending it to the state of Kansas, Overland Park, Kansas, Dr. Vernard Johnson. That's V as in Victor, E-R-N-A-R-D, Johnson, Overland Park, Kansas. The number is 913-406-4845. And those of you that cannot send it via Walmart, you may mail it to P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas. That's O-V-E-R-L-A-N-D, Park, Kansas, 66225. God bless you, and we're thanking you in advance for your donation.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Hodges. God bless you. And, oh, my God, thank all of you that are listening, and we do appreciate you in the name of Jesus. Now, at this time, we want to thank God for the excellent job that our Chief International Ambassador is doing. And back to you, Chief Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Hagen. I just found out some good information about you just the other day. I didn't know you were the valedictorian of your class. And I knew you were a smart, smart, smart lady. But I didn't know that about you. I want to take the privilege of just calling you officially doctor. Amen. And she and her husband, Bishop Hagen, doctors. Amen. So, Dr. Hagen, the Lord bless you and keep you, make his face to shine upon you. Ambassador Dr. Hagen. God bless all of you. Mm-hmm. And to all of you, I want to get some prayer requests. My mind is always on the people trying to do things for you, trying to hold you up, trying to be a blessing to you. Often I forget about myself, although we have great needs. And I just, the other day I forgot, I guess that would have been a good time to get off and everything on that, but I forgot about it. But today I want to thank you all for remembering me. It means a lot to me. I'm a type person, the small things mean a lot to me. This is by no means a small thing, but it means a lot to me. Thank you. That you care enough, that you appreciate it. Thank you very much. I want to move now to you, all of you on the line. If you have a prayer need, I am a witness that God changes things through prayer. Prayer does change things. We prayed many, many times, and God has done phenomenal miracles. And so we want to get them. All right, Ambassador Stern, are you there? All right, one of you who have pen and paper, please take these prayer requests down. We want to pray for people. All right, any of you who want to get the prayer request, the line is open to you. Amen, who would do that? If not, I'll do so. Amen. All right, go ahead.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
Good morning, morning. This is Ambassador Gina. I'll get the prayer request for you this morning, Dr. Johnson.
Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead.
All right. God bless you. Is there a prayer request this morning? The line is now open for you to give your request.
This is Ambassador-elect Mary Lacey. I'm calling for a special prayer this morning, unspoken.
God bless you, Ambassador-elect Lacey. We will... Anyone else?
This is Sister Lucille. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, ma'am. We do hear you, Sister Lucille.
I'm asking for prayer for my grandson. He has asthma real bad, and they had to rush him to the hospital the other night, Saturday night, with the paramedics. So I'm asking the saints to pray for my grandson and continue praying for me and my children.
All right. We definitely put you and your family on the prayer list this morning.
Is
there another prayer request?
Yes, this is Mother Wilson again. And I have an unspoken request for myself and also a request for Charlene Williams in Indiana and Williams Miles in Indianapolis, Indiana. William have had cancer once before, and it has recurred. And we are requesting prayer for him and also the Charlene Williams in Indianapolis, Indiana. And I would say, please, don't forget about me.
All right, Mother Wilson. We'll remember you. Is there another prayer request out there?
Yeah, Sister Evangelist Harrell, I have a prayer request. To pray for my cousin, my little cousin. She's 12 years old. She has leukemia. And just praying for her healing and the cancer.